Hi, my name is Anthony DeSimone, and this is the Yen Podcast, and you're listening to Entrepreneur's Island, which is that island that many entrepreneurs and small business owners place themselves on because they're convinced their problems are unique and no one can help. This podcast is all about sharing those problems, those very common problems, and offering solutions. Share a story that dates back to the 14th century. The story is called Buridan's Ass, also known as Buridan's Donkey. Now, donkeys are known to be stubborn, set in their ways, and lazy. Buridan's donkey was a bit more stubborn, a bit more set in his way, and a bit lazier than most donkeys, to the point that when he was both hungry and thirsty, he would choose to eat hay or drink water by whatever happened to be closer. So in other words, if the water was closer, Buridan's donkey would take a drink first. And if the hay was closer, Buridan's donkey would eat first. One day, Buridan's donkey was both hungry and thirsty. And when he looked for the closest water and food source, he discovered he was equidistant to both the water and the hay. Being the stubborn, set in his way, lazy donkey that he was, he stood there very still. The only thing moving was his head as he stared at both. He looked to the right and thought, hey, and then he looked to the left and thought, water. The seconds turned into minutes as he continued to move his head back and forth, thinking, hey, every time he looked to the right, and then water, every time he looked to the left. The minutes began to accumulate as Buridan's donkey continued moving his head back and forth, thinking, hey, water, hey, water, hey, water. Now, what he was thinking every time he looked at the hay was, gosh, I'm really hungry right now, but if I risk walking to and eating the hay first, it might make me choke to death because of how thirsty I am. Then he looked at the water and thought, I'm really thirsty right now, but if I risk crouching down to drink from the pail of water, I may die of hunger because I won't have enough energy to get back up. So there stood the donkey, motionless, paralyzed, afraid to take a risk, and unable to make a decision. The minutes turned to hours, and the hours turned to days. After several days, the exhausted donkey fell over and died. Now, it's easy to be critical of Buridan's donkey for making his fatal mistake. However, if you're not mindful of it, you, too, will end up assuming many of the same characteristics as Buridan's donkey and find yourself with a bad case of Buridan donkeyitis. It's human nature to become increasingly comfortable with the status quo and risk averse as success and wealth is accumulated. So before you pass judgment on Buridan's donkey, let's review the symptoms of Buridan donkeyitis, because there's a very good chance you have contracted this silent killer. Symptom one, unwillingness to change. The human brain has evolved over the millennia into being change-averse because back in the days when we survived as hunter-gatherers, less change meant taking fewer risks and the need to expend less energy, leaving the body with more energy to find food, drink, and shelter. And that, of course, increased the odds of living longer and procreating. Now, we may no longer have to hunt wild beasts to survive, however, our brain hasn't changed much and still loves the repetition of predictability and safety. What we don't know tends to make us afraid, and change creates a lot of what we don't know. This is why we fall into the trap of doing the same thing over and over again. We unconsciously act irrationally to prevent change and then find ourselves unhappy and bored with our lives. Think about your day. get up around the same time, eat breakfast, go to work, perform the same or similar tasks, eat lunch, work some more, head home, eat dinner, watch a show, go to bed, repeat again and again. Does that sound familiar? This cycle becomes mind-numbing. The learning stops. You lose your passion, and your employees and customers notice. The longer you do this, the greater the chance you will be overlooked for promotion, your competitors will slowly pick away at your clients, and you put everything you've worked for at risk. All because of your conscious and unconscious decisions to be safe and predictable. Symptom 2, the fear of failing. Let's try that again. Symptom 2, the fear of feeling incompetent. To feel incompetent is to feel uncomfortable, embarrassed, and exposed. It's easy for our ego to get in the way by creating a narrative that we have to be in control, we have to have all of the answers, and we never, ever share our vulnerabilities, especially as our perceived status grows. When we fear feeling incompetent, we fool ourselves into believing that at all costs, we need to avoid placing ourselves in situations where we may look weak. So fewer and fewer risks are taken. Symptom number 3, the fear of taking risks. It is human nature to try to avoid losing what you already have. The more you have, the more energy spent trying to keep the status quo. When you focus on the status quo, you are focusing on the past, the good old days, and not preparing for the future. You stop learning, you stop listening, you stop growing. The more risk-averse you become, the scarier it gets to take risks, and eventually paralysis by analysis begins to set in. Symptom number 4, paralysis. All that time and energy spent to preserve a routine, predictable life has created the opposite effect somehow. The day is consumed reacting to resolve the biggest fire. You are not in control of your schedule, and your life has become far less predictable. Surrounded by uncertainty, you become fearful. You're going to make a mistake, so you stop making decisions. Your friends and colleagues see what's happening and offer advice, but your stubbornness prevents you from listening. This invariably leads to loneliness. And that's symptom number 5, alone. Once you've reached this stage, the depression sets in. You are convinced that your problems are unique and no one can help. This is the terminal stage of Buridan donkeyitis. Unlike the donkey, Buridan donkeyitis may not kill you, but it will kill your career or your company. But there's a cure. Buridan donkeyitis is very contagious. You probably just discovered you're experiencing some of the symptoms. Fortunately, there's a simple cure. You have to keep learning and growing and placing yourself in a position to fail. You need to feel incompetent at times, to share your vulnerabilities and to accept change. Without continuously challenging yourself, you will become bored, you will lose your sharpness, and you will lose interest in what you are doing, and everyone around you will notice it. As the saying goes, you have to be interested to be interesting. So the cure simply involves you surrounding yourself with new ideas, people that will challenge you, and peers who have experienced or are experiencing the same problems you have. So do this. Start by reading books. That's right. A $20 investment can change your life. In a mastermind class I facilitate, we recently read the book Never Split the Difference with the subtitle Negotiate as If Your Life Depended on It by Chris Voss. One of the members received the book in the mail, and before she could start reading it, her husband, a doctor who was going to be heading into contract negotiations with a primary care center, decided to take it and read it first. After devouring the book, he used the techniques to negotiate an additional $20,000 more per year. It only takes one idea to make the book worth reading or listening to. Listen to podcasts and watch TED Talks. This is part of cure number two. The internet has given us unlimited free content to many of the smartest thought leaders, motivational speakers, and achievers in the world. Get in the habit of listening to podcasts and watching them speak on TED Talks so that you are constantly filling your mind with positive, abundance-minded thinking. A few of my favorite podcasts are The Tim Ferriss Show, author of the 4-Hour Workweek, Oprah's Super Soul Conversations, and Seth Godin's Akimbo. All three have great interviews. Seth Godin does not, but he's a great speaker. And some of the smartest cutting-edge thinkers of our time. Also, check out one of the best motivational speakers, Brené Brown, in a newly released special on Netflix. It's fantastic. Cure number three, find or start a mastermind group. Like I mentioned, I facilitate three mastermind groups, and I see the power in surrounding yourself with like-minded people. It is important to understand that there is absolutely nothing that you are struggling with today that is unique. Mastermind groups can get you through any problem and help you gain the managerial courage and direction you need to make the difficult decisions and to make them faster. Remember, your network becomes your net worth. And finally, find a coach. Find a coach who will challenge you and keep you accountable. The most successful people in the world have coaches and mentors. You will need to pay for their time. However, if you are serious about becoming more focused and getting to the answer faster, there's no better way to accomplish it. So consider this advice your first coaching session with the following action items. Starting today, begin reading one book every 2 months. Listen to at least 3 podcasts or TED Talks each week. Find and join a mastermind group that meets at least once a month and hire a coach. If you make the decision today to follow this advice, you will never be bored. You will never lose interest. You will accomplish more than you have ever before. You will surround yourself with lifelong friends and colleagues who can be trusted and depended upon. You will welcome change. You will be comfortable with uncomfortable. And most importantly, you will never, ever end up motionless, paralyzed, afraid to take a risk, and unable to make a decision like Buridan's donkey. I hope you